everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
All right, so Sam, what are you going to do this weekend?
Okay, so for this weekend, I really don't want to, but my parents asked me to go hiking with them.
Oh, where are you going hiking? Yamingsan?
Yeah, because the flowers and the weather.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So you don't like going outside, or you just don't like this activity?
No, I don't like going outside because I live far away. Yeah. From the city center and from pretty much everywhere. Mm. So it's easier for me to stay home, play my PlayStation console. Yeah.
But you know what? I think you should try it because you never know. Maybe once you climb to the top, you might actually really enjoy it. And yeah, I would say go with a positive mind.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I will try.
You'll be fine. Just put a lot of bug spray. I think you will enjoy it.
Okay.
All right. So today we have our topic-based writing. And the topic today is the importance of trying new things. Mm. So let's take a look, shall we?
OK, 马上来看一下我们今天的写作。今天我们要来写一篇论说文，要论说什么呢？我们呢就要来论说一下 The importance of trying new things。 OK, 我们今天就要来讨论一下尝试新事物的重要性了。这边呢它的说明啊，它就说随着科技进步及社会各方面的快速变化，我们的生活中充满新事物，如何以积极的态度面对不断出现的新事物已经成为现代人的重要课题。请写一篇文章说明尝试新事物的重要性。文长呢，至少要有120个单词，文需分段。
Mm-hmm. So our prompt for today is, it says like technology is always evolving, it's always changing the way our society works. So, you know, our everyday lives are filled with technology and filled with learning new things. Also, these new things have become an important part of our everyday lives. So we have to learn how to adapt and get used to it. Now we need to write an essay about the importance of trying new things since, you know, of course, we're living in a world where new inventions and new things are created almost every day. We need to write at least 120 words into two paragraphs. So, when we do any kind of writing, we can always brainstorm first.
Yes.
So, I have a question for you, Sam. Do you think you're a person who relies a lot on technology?
Rely on new technology?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I would say it depends because I'm more like a conservative person.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's a nice way to say about me because I'm actually quite lazy. So I do things I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I do things I know how to do. So normally I don't want to learn or try new things. But when it comes to things like smartphones, like everyone's using it, I'm kind of forced to learn this. Then I will try, but normally when it comes to new things, I don't like to try it.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of the same as you. Like, if I can do it the same way that I've been doing it, you know, for now, I'll do it. But like you said, like, it's funny, like when you mentioned the smartphone.
Yes.
Before, you know, I used to still have, you know, the flip phone. So I didn't have internet. I didn't have the smartphone.
Okay.
But it was really, really difficult to actually keep in touch with everyone because everyone around you was using smartphones and everyone was like using apps and using Line and WhatsApp. And I was kind of forced to get a smartphone and...
Yeah, me as well. That's the time when I start to use
that's
smartphone.
That's when you're kind of pushed to be like, oh, fine. I'll change. And then when you do change, you're like, oh, man, I can't go back. So I think it's kind of hard, especially with the world that we are living in now.
Mm.
Everything is so technology-based and so smartphone-based, so computer-based. We are kind of forced to follow the times, I feel. I would say, like, okay... do you prefer things the traditional or modern way? I know you're kind of, it really depends on you for sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's a little bit of a mixture of both. Like, if I were to, you know, have class or something, or if I need to learn something, I prefer to do things the traditional way, writing down notes. If I type it on a computer, I it's so hard for me to remember the information. And it's so confusing for me because at least with notes, you can underline it or you can write it in a certain way. So that's something that I like to do traditionally.
Yeah.
Even with phones sometimes, I like to be very traditional. I would rather text now instead of talking on the phone. I don't like talking now. So it's a mixture of both for me. What about you?
Yeah, for me, it's pretty much the same. I like taking notes. like with pen and paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, because for me, the reason is because it's really hard for me to do both, you know, like I'm listening to you and I'm typing. Okay, it's really hard for me to do both at the same time. I don't know why, but it's a thing for me. So I prefer taking notes to write it down with pen and paper. And the other question, talking on the phone or writing text? For me, I prefer to text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reason is because I hate confrontation. You know, I don't like to talk to people in person. Sometimes I prefer to get response, a bit later. Yeah, you don't have to reply right now. Yeah.
I think it depends. Like if I have something that I want to talk about, but it's not important, I don't mind texting. If it's something I want to get done, I'll call the person and they'll just get it over with. So, so hard technology these days, huh? But yeah, I also think relying on too much technology is very scary. It actually reminds me of the TV series Black Mirror. Have you watched it before?
Yeah, I actually watched an episode of it. It's yet it's a bit too scary for me. I think the most scary part of this series would be the fact that the story is actually kind of real. You know, it's a it's fiction. Okay, it's science fiction, but it's actually something that can totally happen to me in real life. So it's too scary for me.
If you guys don't know this TV show, it's called Black Mirror. And the show basically focuses on new technology that could possibly come up in the future. So it is science fiction. This technology is not real, but then they think about like, okay, what could be invented in the future. But sometimes this new technology ends up to be really scary and dark because it also shows us that, you know, technology can be really amazing, but there are also downsides to that and the downsides and the consequences of what technology can do to us. So, yeah, it's a really interesting show. And I always think about that show when I use my phone or when I see like, oh, there's this new robot. Oh, cool. I think about Black Mirror and I'm like, oh wait, but that's not really a good idea. What if this technology turns against us? It's kind of scary.
Okay, 所以呢，我们刚刚就在介绍这个《黑镜》（Black Mirror） 这个影集哦，它里面呢就在讲说这些新的科技哦，当然里面是虚构的，里面是这个写手这个作家写出来非常精彩的剧本。但可怕就可怕在于说呢，这些新科技呢，这些虚构出来的科技，有一天呢可能会成真，而且呢这些这个在影集里面发生的事情看起来都非常真实，很有可能在现实生活中发生。
But I feel like there's nothing that we can do sometimes. We do just have to go along and use technology because that's just the way our world is heading. But you know, there are some technology and inventions that are very, very useful today, and I'm very grateful that we invented that,
like smartphones.
Yeah, and the internet.
the internet.
So yeah, being able to adapt to new things is a good quality to have. I think Sam and I actually we're quite lucky to grow up in a period of time where we slowly learned how to adapt to technology.
Yes.
Right. We grew up in the this will reveal our age, but it's okay. We grew up in the 80s and 90s, and this was a time when, you know, the internet was starting to develop, the computer was starting to develop, so we learned how to deal with slow computers, slow internet.
Yes.
And I think it has made us more easier to adapt than maybe our parents, because we were used to this technology.
Yes. It's really hard for our parents.
Yeah, they're always with the smartphones like, oh, how do you do this? You know how your parents are. They're always asking, how do you use this smartphone do this or
buy
that?
The sticker for me.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I think, it's quite interesting to see how different generations adapt to things. Maybe for the younger generation who grew up using only iPhones and iPads, it might be harder for them to adapt to traditional things. So it's quite interesting, right? All right. So what Sam and I just did was we actually brainstormed a lot of ideas and we talked about what we thought. And now I think we can write an outline as well.
OK, 所以呢我们刚刚已经在讨论针对这个新的科技这件事情，我们在讨论愿不愿意来尝试新科技，新科技有什么好处跟坏处呢？那呢我们 brainstorm, 我们脑力激荡完了之后呢就可以开始写我们的文章了。那注意到我们写文章总是有这个流程，我们先想一想要写什么，先脑力激荡。接着之后呢我们就可以来写我们的 outline, 写出来我们每一段落之间呢需要有什么样的点子，什么样的这个主题来撰写。 同时呢，我们除了这主题句写出来之后呢 ，we also need introduction, two paragraphs, and the conclusion. OK， 我们需要呢这个引言，需要呢这个两段，因为我们文章有特别讲说120字需要分段。同时呢，我们还要有一个结论哦。我们文章呢，不管是什么样类型文章，我们总是要有起承转合。那呢，解释一下喽。今天呢，我们要写的是一个论说文哦，论说文，我们呢要来探讨尝试新事物的重要性。那论说文的形式，我刚刚已经讲了，跟其他文章一样，我们必须要起承转合。那呢和其他文章不同的地方呢在于我们怎么样呢要来论说。论说是什么意思呢？就是呢我们需要有一些呢比较客观比较普遍的认知。比方说呢像我们今天的这个写这个尝试新东西这件事情呢，我们比较普遍的认知可能是说呢，我们就可以讲说现在呢科技发展非常快速，那呢有很多新科技，每天呢我们都有新的科技产出，所以呢对于这个一个现代人来讲呢，学习新的事物呢是非常重要的。 OK， 这个呢就是比较客观的看法。那呢另外呢我们要说的话呢，要来说我们呢就需要有一些比较主观的看法，你自己觉得怎么样呢也要在这个文章里面来提出来了。 OK， 比方说呢像我个人的想法呢就可以讲说呢我是一个比较保守的人，看到新科技呢我常常都会想说呢是不是会有什么坏处啊，是不是我的个资会外泄啊等等，这些呢就是我的想法。可能呢在第一段我们可以写比较客观的，第二段呢可以写自己的看法，然后呢再来做一个结论哦。 OK， 我们呢马上来看一下今天的范例。
Okay, so let's first start with our introduction, okay? For example, we can take a look at this writing example. This person said, it's important to try new things whenever we can. So this is this person's introduction. So it is important to, you know, adapt to new technology, you try new things, not just technology, but just trying new things whenever we can, such as... We talked earlier about how, Sam, you're going hiking this weekend.
Yes.
I know it's not your favorite thing to do,
yeah,
but...
I don't want to remember this.
Yeah, but, you know, it's important to maybe try because you never know if you will like it or not.
嗯哼，所以呢在我们这个文章的第一段的引言呢，他就讲说 It is important to try new things whenever we can. OK, 无论何时呢我们的这个非常重要的事情呢就是要来尝试新的事物了。 OK, 所以呢在第一段呢跟刚刚讲的一样，他呢第一段要讲的是比较客观的，讲说呢这个尝试新事物是非常重要的。那么在这个主题句里面呢，我们呢看到这个文法非常常见的文法，也就是呢我们使用 it 当作虚主词的用法了。 OK, it 当作虚主词呢就是表示呢，既然叫做虚主词呢就表示呢它在句子里面呢它其实呢不是一个真正的主词，它不是一个真正的主词。真正的主词呢是我们不定词 to, OK, to 后面加上了计算 to try new things, OK, 这里呢事实上才是这个句子里面的真正的主词哦。但是呢我们呢把它放到后面，前面呢用 it 开头，所以 it is important, 很重要，什么事情很重要呢？ to try new things, 尝试新事物很重要。虚主词呢就是这样子的用法。那你可以呢在后面除了加上不定词加上原形动词之外呢，你也可以用 that 加上这个一个子句哦，后面呢这个 that 后面引导的子句呢就是我们真正的主词。那一样的句子呢除了用虚主词的方式呢，我们也可以使用动名词当主词，也是一样的意思了。比方说像我们的主题句呢就可以改写为 try new things is important, OK, 尝试新事物是很重要的。看我们这边 it is important to try new things 是差不多一样的意思。那注意到了，不管是呢动名词还是 it 开头呢，它们都是单数了，也都是单数，所以呢我们都是搭配 is 单数的 be 动词。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can move on to our first paragraph. And what we will do is we will have a topic sentence. Mm-hmm. The topic sentence is, it's the only way we can truly grow and learn. So here, where we introduced something where we said that it should be, it's important to try new things. And trying new things is a way for us to grow and learn. And of course, in our first introduction, or in our first paragraph, we have to write down supporting details as to why we think it's trying new things is a way to grow and learn. For example, this person says, A, we can develop our skills or personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, even if we try new things and fail, we will still learn something. Or C, furthermore, new experiences add variety to our lives. So these are three supporting details for our topic sentence.
Okay, 所以呢在第一段呢他就讲说为什么学习新事物是这么重要的事情，他就讲说It's the only way we can truly grow and learn. OK, 因为呢这个尝试新的事情，尝试不同的事物是唯一的方法。什么样唯一的方法呢？唯一的方法我们可以来真正的成长并且呢学习。OK, 那呢在第一段里面呢，我们除了写下了主题句之外呢，我们还需要几个句子，不同的这个想法呢来 support 我们的这个主题句。 所以在这边他写了三个句子，三个点来描述呢这件事情，为什么这件事情是重要，为什么这件事情是这样子的。所以呢他第一个他就说 We can develop our skills or personalities. OK, 尝试新事物呢可以发展， develop 这个动词呢就是发展的意思，你可以呢发展这个自己的 skills, 就是你的技能，或者是你的 personalities, 你的个性，可以开发出不同的自己。那呢尝试新事物呢，为什么我这么讨厌尝试新事物呢？我们刚刚跟 Tiffany 都在讲说那个我们呢不喜欢尝试新事物，因为我们喜欢呢做事情 the way we used to do it, OK, 我们呢喜欢我们熟悉的做法，我们喜欢呢我们做过的事情哦，因为尝试新事物的时候很容易怎么样，很容易失败，或者呢很容易让你觉得不开心哦。所以呢这个时候呢他就说虽然会失败，但是呢 you still learn something, OK, 你还是学习到了一些。那呢他看到他就说此外呢 new experiences add variety to our lives, OK, 这些新的经验呢会让我们的生命呢更加的多元，更加的丰富。那注意到我们这边用的 furthermore,这个字呢在写文章里面非常好用，因为 furthermore 这个字呢它中文就翻译为此外，或者你可以说而且怎么样，补充说明的用法。所以前面两点已经讲完了，到了第三点你就可以接上 furthermore, 此外呢还怎么样，补充说明，这个在我写文章的时候非常好用。那除了用 furthermore 之外呢，你也可以用比方说 in addition, 或者是呢 moreover, 或者是 besides, 甚至是最简单的 also, 也怎么样呢，这些字呢都是可以代换。注意到我们在文章写作里面的时候呢都可以用到这样子的字眼，让我们的文章呢看起来起承转合，更加的扎实。
Mm-hmm. So as we can see in the first paragraph, our topic overall is about why it's good for us to grow and learn. Now, we can also try this sentence as well. We can say, I believe it's important to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can start off using this paragraph as, I believe it's important to blah, 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 do something. So you can say, for example, I believe it's important to try new things whenever we have the opportunity.
嗯哼，所以呢在第一段里面呢我们刚刚讲的都是比较客观比较普遍的干法，我在讲说呢这些尝试新事物对我们有什么样的好，我们如何从中成长。那呢刚刚 Tiffany 讲到说呢，事实上这个句子呢你也可以把它改写，在前面加上 I believe 呢就是我相信，我认为， OK, 我觉得怎么样。所以呢你这样子一改写之后呢就变成了你的想法了。那呢第一段呢你也可以用这样子的用法来写，我觉得尝试新事物是非常重要的，因为呢刚刚你的这些 supporting ideas 就可以一样的把它加进去，我认为学习是重要的。那呢一样在第一段我们可以用比较客观的方法来讲，或者是呢 I believe 比较主观的方法来讲，都是可以的咯。
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move on to our second paragraph. So our second topic sentence, we can say, some people don't really like new things, okay?
So like me.
Yeah, we can make another observation.
OK, 在第二段里面呢作者他就呢开始要讲自己的想法了。所以呢他开始讲一些自己的经验，讲一些自己的观察。所以呢他说呢有一些人不喜欢尝试新的事物。Some people don't really like new things. OK, 那 some people 指的呢就是某些人哦。至于这个某些人是谁呢，不一定，可能就是路上的谁或是他的朋友都可以。那至于这些人呢有什么样的经验，有什么样的这个观察呢，我们看看他的其他句子怎么讲。
OK, so, again, we need to have some supporting details. So, A, this person says, my friend says new movies and new music aren't as good as older ones. So, this person is adding a little bit of a personal experience. Mm-hmm. They're using their friend as an example. They also said, B, unless we check out new movies and bands, we'll never know. So, they're giving more examples to say that, okay, my friend is against...watching new movies and listening to music, but if we don't check it out, if we don't listen to it, we never know if we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then another supporting detail is that the same is true with food, hobbies, and more. So is this paragraph about you, Sam? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I think this writer is talking to me.
I think you can try new things.
OK, 所以呢在第二段呢他就开始描述个人的经验以及他的一些观察了。所以他就举了一个他朋友当做例子了，他呢就讲说 my friend, OK, 他朋友呢说，他朋友怎么说呢，他说呢这些新的电影呢跟新的音乐跟这个旧的电影比起来呢，新的一定比较差，不如旧的这么好。 OK,注意到呢我们这个句子里面他用了 as 怎么样 as 另外一个东西 OK 所以呢 AS 后面呢我们可以加上形容词或是副词再加上另外一个 S 再加上另外一个东西 B OK 它的意思呢就是 B 跟 A 一样怎么样或者 A 跟 B 好像怎么样 OK 比方说呢我们这边讲说 New ones aren't as good as older ones OK 新的东西呢不如旧的东西怎么好 OK S 我们可以加上形容词或副词 S 另外一个东西就是呢这两个东西 A 和 B 呢它们是如同 B一般的怎么样或是不如我们可以用否定的方法那呢他另外一个句子他就讲说除非呢除非你自己看过这些新的电影或是呢看过这些新的乐团你呢永远不会知道呢他好不好自己喜不喜欢那一样的道理呢就可以延伸到了不管是我们这个讲的食物也好啊兴趣也好啊甚至是你的学习也好 OK 不尝试就不知道I think it's kind of true
Yeah, I think so as well Because for me, it's more based on nostalgia Like,、mm-hmm. I like listening to older music Or I love the older movies But sometimes every now and then I do listen to new music And I'm very open to movies So that's okay But music especially I do listen to new music And I might be against them at first But after I listen to it, I think、mm-hmm. Hey, actually it's really good. It's actually quite creative. So, I'm trying also very hard to be more open to new ideas mm-hmm. because I think other people have good ideas too.
Yeah. Ideas mm-hmm. It's very hard to accept others' idea for mm-hmm. me, I think. As for music, I do like to try like different music or mm-hmm. new artists or songs. I think because I think it also has something to do with the technology.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because like...You all have like very powerful PC at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because with the technology developing, you will get like greater performance. So it's actually kind of easy for people to try to make their own music at home. So that's the reason why I think there's actually like very different kinds of music.、Mm-hmm. Like there's a variety of music
we have right now. Yes.
Yeah, it's unlike the old ones.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they only probably only have keyboards and guitar and vocalist. And now you have like all the different auto-tune.
All these different kinds of instruments that we can't even think about.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree. I think it also just really depends on certain things. Like some people are okay with new music, like listening and、mm-hmm. exploring new music like you. But for me, like I'm a little bit more of the old lady who doesn't like to listen to new music. But、yeah. I try my best too. So、that's why this person says, we never know unless we try.、
Mm.
So that's why,、for example, we can try this sentence inside of your writing. Because say, you'll never know if you will like it or not unless...you check out new movies and bands for yourself. So this is something that you can use. You can use the grammar point unless to talk about that.、
Mm-hmm. 所以呢我们看到了我们刚刚的这个第二个句子他说除非呢除非我们自己去看这些新的电影或是听这些新的音乐不然呢我们永远不会知道自己喜不喜欢。那这边呢我们用了这个字哦 unless 呢它是一个连接词哦它中文就翻译为除非如果不怎么样就怎么样除非怎么样否则怎么样 OK 我们呢可以举个例子我们造个例句我们可以说呢 Unless we taste it We will never know what's the flavor OK 除非呢我们自己来尝尝看不然呢我们永远不会知道这个东西到底是什么口味的 OK We will never know what's the flavor Unless we taste it OK Unless 呢你可以放在句首你也可以放在句中当作连接词来使用连接两个句子
Do I want to know what the flavor is? Is it a good flavor or is it a scary flavor?
Perhaps not.
Okay.
那除了 unless 之外呢，我们也可以用 if, okay, 如果这样子的句子来取代这个 unless 的用法。比方说呢，我们刚刚讲的那个句子不知道是什么口味，有点吓人哦。但是呢，你不尝试你就不会知道啦。我们可以用 if 来这个重新写这个句子。我们可以写说呢 ，We will never know what's the flavor if we don't taste it. OK， 如果我们不尝尝看呢，我们永远不会知道这个东西是什么口味的。
OK， yeah， maybe it's better not to know something sometimes. All right. right, so we finished our second paragraph. Now we can move on to our conclusion. And this person said, in conclusion, we should seek out new experiences at every opportunity. So instead of in conclusion, you can also say overall. So overall, we should seek out new experiences at every opportunity. So this person seems quite adventurous.
Yeah, very positive.
Very positive, very adventurous. Actually, that's a very good attitude to have. So good job to this person. All right. So this is one way for you guys to write this prompt. Of course, you can be creative. You can really think outside the box and just try your best. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Writing sample 1. I believe it's important to try new things whenever we have the opportunity. The way I see it, it's the only way we can truly grow and learn. We'll never develop our skills or personalities if we don't seek out new experiences. Even if we try new things and fail, we'll still learn something. For example, I once tried salsa dancing. I was awful, but at least now I have an idea of what it involves. Furthermore, new experiences add variety to our lives. It would be very dull if we did the same things over and over again. Some people don't really like new things. My friend says new movies are all just copies of older ones, and new music isn't as good as older songs. I can see his point to some extent, but unless we check out new movies and bands, we'll never know. The same is true with food, hobbies, and more. In conclusion, I encourage people to seek out new experiences at every opportunity. Writing sample 2. One of the biggest reasons people don't try new things is fear. In fact, studies show that people fear an unknown outcome more than a known bad one. Personally, I like overcoming my fear of the unknown by trying something new, as I feel a huge sense of accomplishment afterward. I find it especially rewarding to try something scary and discover that I actually get great pleasure from it. For example, I recently went rock climbing for the first time. I'd always thought it was too dangerous, but it turned out to be great exercise. Reaching the top was really exciting too. Another study has shown that our brains respond positively to novelty. When we do something for the first time, our dopamine levels increase, which makes us feel good. This motivates us to seek further rewards by pursuing other new experiences. Thus, while our fear of new things seems natural, I believe we're meant to push past it, without being too careless, of course. Besides, with all the rewards trying something new can bring, including self-confidence, experience, and potential new passions, it seems silly not to do so. So that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed our writing article, and we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Bye.